This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Inspiring change in Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
All right, it's 1935, you're in Power Business, and of course a conversation we have often and one that we should possibly have more is the issue of unemployment here in South Africa, more specifically looking at issues around youth unemployment. And this evening, that's exactly what we're speaking about. I'm joined on the line by Nonjabulo Sokela, who's the CEO at NepoWorks, and we are speaking about the partnership that they've come into with Harambe to look at the first of its kind. It's a program there looking at work readiness here in South Africa. Nonjabulo, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening, Noluthando and your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's talk about work readiness, Nonjabulo, and how it does affect issues around unemployment in South Africa.
Okay, so basically with the program that we have ventured into with Harambe, the work readiness element is all just ensuring that we don't just capacitate people just for the sake of having another skills program, but it's to ensure that we are training people in the necessary or growing sectors of the economy so that they're able to secure work. And we've taken it a step further to ensure that we actually go out into the market and secure employment for these youth for a period of 12 months so that at least they can then have on their CVs that they have actually gone out into the market and gotten their hands dirty to get the relevant work experience.
Let's talk about work readiness, though, and some of the aspects that form issues around there, because, of course, it is what's over and above issues of skill.
Yeah, so in terms of work readiness, what we have found is that with the youth specifically, when they venture into the work environment, there's always aspects where the softer skills are not necessarily there. So what we wanted to try with this program is to ensure that, you know, they have all the necessary skills, which obviously speak to, you know, how to conduct yourself in a work environment, and how do you basically communicate effectively to ensure that the overall you are able to communicate effectively and harmoniously with other people in the workspace, because what we've found is that you can secure work experience for someone for 12 months, but then the company does not necessarily absorb them. So we wanted to ensure that after the period of 12 months, these employers still look at this candidate and say, actually, I want to keep this candidate. So they were quite useful within our organization, so we want to actually now give you full-time employment.
I want to speak about this issue of work readiness also, Nonjabulo, because it's very clear, obviously, that there are some people who get it. You know, they may leave their university or their training colleges or even some matric. They leave and they get it. They know how to get there and conduct themselves, and others don't. Do we know what, you know, some people are getting and some people are not?
So, as previously mentioned, so it's normally the softer skills, you know. It's either, so one of the challenges that they face is that they do not necessarily have the experience. So sometimes they don't even get the foot into that actual work environment simply because they do not have the relevant work experience within that industry. So that's the one element. The other element is obviously having to do with, you know, the verbal communication, the written communication, as well as, you know, the ability of, you know, teamwork, as well as, you know, conflict resolution. So that is what we are trying to bring into this program, so that overall you don't just have the technical skills that we're going to train you on, but you also have these other softer skills so that you are also able to conduct yourself properly in a workspace. And obviously, this is an opportunity which is open to everyone, specifically the youth that are not in employment, education or training, as well as SMMEs.
You also have included SMMEs. I want to speak about that and why you thought why this was important.
So with the 20 SMMEs, for us, growing South Africa's GDP is quite important, because this a single SMME can basically employ at least 5 to 10 people. instead of just having one youth that can get absorbed in one organization, we wanted to also ensure that the 20, we reserve spaces for them specifically because we know they contribute a lot towards South Africa's GDP. So that's why we felt that it's quite important that we include the SMMEs.
So I want to speak about also gauging success for yourselves, Nonjabula. How do you know that you have successfully, you know, trained somebody there? And of course, knowing that finding employment in South Africa is very difficult, retaining employment is very difficult, but a person still may actually have successfully gone through the program.
So for us, how we measure success is obviously by ensuring that these students, majority of them, at least 60% of them, do get absorbed in these various organizations that we have partnered with.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us this evening and for unpacking this rather important one for us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. That is Nonjabulo Sokela, CEO of Nepo Works. They're speaking about the issues around work readiness. And, you know, one of the things that has always been very clear here is that some people just have an inclination towards getting there. They kind of know how to write an email. They kind of know how to, you know, conduct themselves in a professional environment. And one of my things is the fact that some of this actually just comes down to personal development. There, you know, the people who read are better writers. People who network in their university years or who spend time speaking to certain business people in their communities are more likely to get it. And so there's not always going to be a program that can teach people. But I also think that relegating all education and all skills that will have to do with employability to you know, formal education programs is a bit of a cop-out. At some point, communities have to do their bit and individuals have to do their bit there. Like I say, you know, if you are a reader, you're more likely to be a decent writer. That even if somebody's teaching you at some point how to draft a business email, the writing is kind of already there. The muscle is already a kind of there. And a big one with employment is us trying to figure out how much of it. And a big part of it, I believe, is a government creating an economy that's growing, businesses creating opportunities, removing barriers to employment, not gamifying the employment a process, but it's also individuals deciding that they are going to want to stand out to their peers and doing things that they can do for themselves. And I also say this with the full knowledge that we have young people who are able to log on to TikTok, log on to Instagram, you know, put on content, consume content. So you can also, I think, in the same breath, be able to consume content that does give you that edge in terms of, you know, being employed. So not blaming at all people who are unemployed, but knowing that there is a part everybody has to play in their own destiny in that regard. Phil from Vattenkloof, good evening to you. Thank you for your time. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Notandit. Good evening to your expert guest there. You know, let's do it right the first time. When we want to deal with issues of unemployment, we need to deal with the what the International Labour Organization has said. You know, this thing of saying unemployment should be from 15 to whatever. 15 is not a, with using the contextual intelligence, South Africa, a 15-year-old child is still at school. We can't be using at least 18 or 19. That's one point. Point number two is that we need to fix our education system so that when these children are at and introduce what I as Dr. Phil call play-based learning to produce 21st century workforce. We need to start it from the early childhood development, where we don't give them the only three R's, that is arithmetic, reading and writing, but we integrate into it the four C's, that is communication, collaboration and teamwork, creativity and imagination, and critical thinking. Those are the skills that we build. And then when we are at high school level, let's put them into particular streams and start introducing to the technical field. At university level, let's link what is called the theoretical knowledge at university with the practicalities of the industries. The industry must come in there fund students, ESCOM must say, we want to, in the next 5 years, we want to hire the following people, but you don't get them from the street or as they apply. Get into the universities, fund them, produce those. That is what in other developed countries, what they do. They penetrate them whilst they are at university level and introduce them to the industries, give them practicalities, do whatever thing that they are there, so that when they are finished there, they know the culture, organizational culture, they get integrated easily into the world, rather than saying when they complete you will want an experience. If you don't do well there, thing, let's have what is called mentorship. Let's have to integrate these unemployed people into them, to give them some stipend. But within 6 months or three, at least they know what is in the organization. This thing of requiring experience is something that can be produced in-house. And thank you very much, and my sister, and God bless you.
Thank you, Phil. Always a pleasure hearing from you there. That's Phil from Waterkloof.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.